91X News.
It's 2 degrees with light drizzle at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Deanna Fraser. A special weather statement has been issued by Environment Canada for Belleville, Quinte, and Northumberland, warning people of occasional freezing drizzle and brief freezing rain possible today. There have been a number of accidents reported in the area, including a two-vehicle collision on the westbound 401 near Napanee, a serious crash that closed Old Highway 2 east of Shannonville, an overturned truck off of Wallbridge Loyalist Road, as well as a multi-vehicle crash on the Highway 401 off-ramp at County Road 30 in Brighton. With the slippery road conditions, QNET News took to the streets just to see how bad they really are. Reporting from Quinte West is Candace Rose Gagnon.
Well, it might be December 1st out there, but you can definitely feel it on the roads that winter is here. Roads are definitely slick. No major accidents that we're seeing. I'm currently at the overpass on Atkins Road in Quinte West, and we're overseeing the 401. There's definitely lighter traffic on the 401 right now. But no major problems that we're seeing from this overpass. When I was getting out here, it was definitely a little bit slick going around corners and people are going slower. So just keep it safe out there. We'll be reporting live this afternoon from different areas around Quinte West, and we'll give you the updates as it comes. Back to you, Deanna.
Due to the inclement weather, several buses have been canceled for today, including all Montgomery, Parkhurst, and Boldrick buses. All Quinte, Trenton, and Belleville Christian School buses have also been canceled this morning. Turning now to international news, foreign ministers of all 28 NATO countries, including Canada, are sitting down in Brussels today for a two-day meeting on various security issues. Several want to hear from Stéphane Dion about Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's plan to withdraw Canadian jet fighters from the U.S.-led bombing campaign against ISIS.
Yes, I will have the opportunity to say that it's a reorientation of our support for the coalition. Will be a more optimally effective partner in the coalition. It's not Canada that is withdrawing, it's Canada that is really integrating its forces in a more effective way within the coalition.
Ottawa area Liberal MP Maury Bélanger says he has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease and has dropped out of the race to become the new Speaker of the House of Commons.
Maria Bélanger informed his political colleagues of the diagnosis in a statement, saying he found out last Friday after a series of tests to determine why he was having trouble speaking. Bélanger says while his doctor has advised him to abandon his bid for the Speaker's job, he will maintain his seat in Parliament for the Ottawa-Vanier riding. Several other Liberals and a Conservative MP have also expressed an interest in running for the Speaker's chair. Electing the Speaker is the first order of business in the Commons once the new session of Parliament begins on Thursday. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
From now until Christmas, residents in the Prince Edward County are able to take part in the annual Feed the Meter campaign. Hastings and Prince Edward counties have the second highest rate of food insecurity in Ontario. That's why Belleville, Trenton, and Picton are teaming up once again. Residents who park beside the signs can throw change into the meters to help the Food for Learning program. The Federal Transportation Safety Board will release its report into the 2013 Ottawa bus train crash tomorrow. Six people were killed and 35 were injured when a double-decker OC Transpo bus slammed into the side of a Via Rail passenger train entering Fallowfield Station. The TSB has already said there were no obvious problems with the bus, the train, or the signals at the crossing at the time of the crash. A Barrie man has been charged in connection with assaults against two men at a Peterborough bar. Police say two men in their late 20s were at a bar on the weekend when a man approached them, punched them in the face, then fled. 34-year-old David Blackstock was arrested and charged with two counts of assault. He was released from custody and is scheduled to appear in court on December 17th. At the climate summit in Paris, U.S. President Barack Obama has been meeting with leaders of island nations who fear that rising oceans could swamp their countries. Obama says some island countries face an existential threat from global warming and the rising sea levels it is already causing.
Some of their people will be forced to flee their homes. Some of their nations could disappear entirely. And as weather patterns change, we might deal with tens of millions of climate refugees.
Governor General David Johnson has issued a rallying cry for Canadians to welcome refugees who are fleeing the conflict in Syria. He told a panel at Rideau Hall that the refugee crisis will test the country's commitment to diversity, inclusiveness, and tolerance.
So let's use these talents and this energy to ensure the newest members of our Canadian family receive a warm welcome and have every chance of success in their new country. Let's live up to who we are as Canadians by tackling this challenge and seizing this opportunity. Let's work together and meet this defining moment for our country head on.
Police say a man wanted in Alberta murder case has been arrested in Ontario. Niagara Regional Police say they received information that a man wanted on a Canada-wide warrant was hiding in the area. Shane Fry was arrested yesterday in Welland. He's wanted on a second-degree murder warrant in connection with a fatal shooting earlier this year in Edmonton, and he's being held in custody pending his return to Alberta. A woman who gave water to pigs on their way to a slaughterhouse now has a trial date set for August. Anita Crines had a preliminary hearing yesterday, and the Crown will decide later this month whether to proceed by summary conviction or indictment in the case. The woman is charged with mischief and faces a $5,000 fine and up to 10 years in prison after she gave the pigs water through the slats of a trailer in Burlington. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. James Paddlegrant is next with sports.
What if the Kardashians needed real jobs? Since 24% of younger people who want jobs can't find them, where does a job seeker start?
If you're between 16 and 29 years old and you're not returning to school, start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services now offers new youth employment programs. Find out how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon. I'm James Paddlegrant with QNET Sports. Both the men and women's Loyalist Lancers picked up a win Saturday night over the La Cité Coyotes. It was the ladies' third straight win. The men overcame the Coyotes 5-3, while the women defeated the La Cité in 3 straight sets. Loyalists' next game is January 7th when they travel to Fleming College. In OCAA basketball, the Loyalist Lancers were unable to get a win in their road trip to Algonquin and La Cité this weekend. The Lady Lancers fell to the Algonquin Thunder 81-62. Jenny Thompson and Leticia Lopez led the Lancers in scoring with 16 points each. The men came short to Algonquin 77-61 and lost 76-60 to the undefeated La Cité Coyotes. Funcho Demenji led the Lancers in scoring in both losses. The Lancers' next game is January 15th when they host Algonquin. In the NBA, Kobe Bryant went from playing high school basketball in Philadelphia right to the NBA and the Los Angeles Lakers. Tonight he returns home for his final game in Philly as a pro. Bryant announced his retirement effective the end of the season. Last week, despite the fact the Sixers are winless in 18 games, the arena is sold out. The Golden State Warriors remain undefeated with the 106-103 win over the Utah Jazz last night. The Warriors extend their record-setting start to the season with 19 consecutive wins. In the NFL, Will Hill returned a blocked field goal 64 yards for a touchdown as time expired, giving the Baltimore Ravens a 33-27 win over the Cleveland Browns. Browns backup quarterback Austin Davis, who threw a touchdown pass to tie the game, says it was tough coming in late in the fourth quarter for injured starter Josh McCown.
It is tough to kind of get tossed in on 3rd and 10 late in the game, but I don't know, I felt comfortable. I felt like the guys around me really just calmed me down and kind of talked me through it as we went.
In the NHL, Toronto Maple Leafs rookie Gareth Sparks is the first goaltender in franchise history to record a shutout in his NHL debut. Sparks made history Monday night by blanking the Oilers 3-0 in his first start with Toronto and his first ever in the NHL. 22-year-old is the first Maple Leaf goalie to earn a shutout in his debut, something Sparks says he is impressed by.
They've been playing hockey here for a long time, so I think that's pretty cool.
It will be busy night in the NHL with 10 games. 4 Canadian teams will be on the ice, starting with the Montreal Canadiens hosting Columbus and Philadelphia visiting Ottawa. Later, the Calgary Flames visit Dallas and the Vancouver Canucks will take on the Kings in Los Angeles. 2 wins last week have vaulted the Trenton Golden Hawks up 2 places in the Canadian Junior Hockey League rankings. Trenton moves from 5th to 3rd among the 132 teams in Canada. Trenton leads the Ontario Junior Hockey League by 6 points with a record of 23-2-1-1, and they host the Lindsay Muskies tomorrow night. Send us your team or league scores email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville, it's 12:10, it's 2 degrees. Today, periods of freezing drizzle with a high of 7. Tonight, periods of rain or drizzle with a low of plus 3. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser. News on 91X, next at 1.